Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
My name at this juncture is unimportant. I will likely reveal it at a later point in time, but for the meantime, John Smith will be a suitable alias. Before I reveal to you some of the files I have archived, I will need to explain to you a bit more about myself and why I am doing this. Hopefully this will grant you a bit better insight into myself. I am, for lack of a better word, a sociopath. But unlike the ones with poor impulse control and self-destructive behavior, I have ingrained into me at a young age proper life skills by my father after he caught me standing over the fourth cat I had killed. It was not out of malice. I doubt he was even curiosity, and I am not trying to make an awful pun. I just did it. He demanded to know the reason for my actions, and I explained that the cat had started to follow me, and I found it annoying. When I asked if I had done anything wrong, there was shock in his eyes, as I have later come to realize. He explained to me that the cats I had killed were beloved pets of other families who would want to know where they went. I didn't understand why this was so important, but his urgency in his voice made the impression that while I may not have cared, other people would. "Are they going to throw me in jail?" I asked. He looked at me for a moment. "No, John, I won't, but I need you to understand why you act this way, and I will teach you how to blend in with the rest of the world. Your actions could have dire consequences for your life if you do not maintain control, so I will teach you. It will be difficult, but the lessons are valuable." In short, he trained me like I was an army private. Strict timetable, strict punishment. Constant drills into theoretical situations, but he was never aggressive. There were times when I could see the predatory mindsets he might not have even been aware of would try to push through, but he kept it in check. Being on a military base most of my life, the discipline was familiar. Eventually, I would join the army, and I did fairly well. While I did not understand why others did, I was aware that they would have motivations. The rest of my life was, I believe, mundane. Nothing of significance really appeared to mind, but then again, it is not like I have a good point of comparison. I was 8 years into my service. I was acknowledged as a capable soldier who was dependable. One night, during a night exercise in a country that I cannot speak of due to certain laws, my unit was performing reconnaissance. Potential intruder was sighted. We were to verify the identity. 6 soldiers walked into the forest that night. Only I walked out, and it is the only truly definitive point in my recent years. Deep into the forest, we were in standard search formation. Jacobs heard a crack of wood breaking and signaled us to halt. As our eyes swept around to locate the source, a rushing being charged into our line and took hill. The scream was shortened by a loud crack. His neck was broken. Tommy went to investigate, but was dragged into the woods before anyone could countermand his actions. "Open fire," I asked softly. "Negative. Our people might still be in there." Knives were drawn, and by that time another soldier was dragged, screaming, into the woods. 3 soldiers left, and the discipline was diminishing. "To hell with it," grumbled Erickson behind me, As soon as the movement was heard, Erickson fired. We watched as the bullets hit the creature, but no wounds were visible. This tall, lanky creature slammed its fist into Erickson's head with a crunch noise that I cannot describe. I was grabbed and thrown to the side. My head smacked into the tree, and I was dazed. I could barely hear gunfire and growls that sounded more than bestial, if that makes sense. Shaking my head, I pushed myself upright. The gun was useless, and this being was far too quick and strong to be human, but did not match any known animal I'm aware of at that point in time. Rustling could be heard around me for 3 very tense minutes. They seemed to lead deeper into the woods. I was prepping to head in to verify the status of my men when I felt it standing behind me.
"Empty,"
it said, this pale creature looking into me with presumably sunken eyes revealing what looked like black eyes. The image of a piece of meat at the butcher's dangling by one of those large hooks immediately popped into mind.
"Empty,"
it repeated. Then it turned around and slipped away. I couldn't move or act. Distant noises indicated that it was walking away, but the pace seemed more deliberate, like it was dragging my men. I left the forest, heading back to the base. After intense debriefing and threats of court-martial, I was allowed to remain an active soldier while undergoing therapy. Mental breakdown was the official diagnosis, while that unit was deemed MIA. They sent out 4 units to locate my old unit. 3 people returned, husks of who they once were. When I got the chance to lock eyes, we nodded once. We knew. After my service, I left and decided to further investigate the cryptid phenomenon. During this time, I would find the entity that killed my unit and several other soldiers. The Wendigo. My theory about the Wendigo hunger isn't that it seeks human meat to survive, but humanity. The human soul is what it seeks. Knowing it lost it when it consumed human flesh, it considers that it might regain it the same way, not realizing it is the act itself that will doom it to remaining a Wendigo. No longer an active soldier, I researched the cryptids, but I went further than most enthusiasts. I spoke with another soldier, who asks to remain nameless about the deep web, and the best way to browse it. He explains to me the nature of some of the sites in the dark web, but I explained that I wasn't seeking that, but the back channels. The deep web. He gave me a copy of his custom browser, which he dubbed The Fly, because it was small and looked seemingly inconsequential. It could flit past the red rooms and the likely to go deep. He explained the setup, and I thanked him. After setup, I went into the dark side of the internet. I was testing the program out, and it worked perfectly. A few red rooms were displaying their entertainments, and I was able to slip past most of the admins. One was particularly aggressive in his actions, but the setup for this program made IP tracing a pointless endeavor. I don't understand the complexities, but I know that person and trust their work. So I plunged into the depths of the deep web, seeking government declassified documents and the like, and stumbled across a forum of coroners. Unlike other coroners, they didn't deal with murder, suicide, or mundane mysteries. Their victims were all cryptid or supernaturally related. I mentioned my interest in their jobs and explained I sought answers. The users were not happy with my presence, but when I explained my encounter with the Wendigo, they actually recognized me. Apparently, certain reports from psychiatrists could make it to them if certain words were used, and the doctor did not suspect subterfuge. They offered a deal. I archived some of their cases, and I would learn about what happens to my unit. They didn't seem to have a problem if I was to release most of the details to the public, but they warned that most people would not accept the surreality of the world. But if I could garner some interest, they would allow it, as long as personal details were omitted. I would come to understand later on, but I agreed. Having spoken with some of the morticians in the forum page, they asked that any name is to be withheld, Locations were to be generalized and make sure no government agency was aware of my action. I agreed, and they showed me the case on my unit. Case file. Wendigo Milvat, number 0261. After consolidating the reports with the lone survivor of the event and the autopsies on the recovered military personnel bodies, the following is a fairly accurate recollection of the events. At 0016 hours, the military unit was sent to investigate the reports of an intruder. This was a training exercise to judge the capabilities of a lone survivor as a team leader. Approximately at 0039 hours, the MIL unit had an auditory reconnaissance of Wendigo, number 0183. Estimated identity of cryptid is John Sampson, a hunter who went missing around 1703. Recovered body, Private Jacobs reported a branch snapping. The MIL unit halted and tried to locate the source of the sound. Around 0040 hours, Wendigo number 0183 charged the unit and snatched Private Second Class Hill, snapping his neck. Private Tommy went to investigate, but was grabbed by the claws of Wendigo number 0183, and his throat was slashed. Specialist Jameson was dragged under another bush. Claw marks indicate his death was slower, as the lungs were punctured multiple times. Private Second Class Erickson was able to shoot Wendigo number 0183 when it charged the group again. As multiple previous cases have established, standard ammunition fails to leave a true impact on the body of a Wendigo. Further evidence that older Wendigo are virtually immune to small arms fire. Erickson was killed immediately when his skull was impacted from the top, severing the spinal cord and crushing the throat vertically. Lone survivor was knocked aside. Estimates time duration for encounter with Wendigo number 0183 is 3 minutes. Acting Corporal Jenkins' body was never recovered. Of special note in this case, this is one of the first times that the cryptid in question spoke in response to the presence of the survivor. The word empty is confusing, as Wendigo are traditionally voracious in their pursuit of human flesh. Autopsy summary of Erickson, Jacobs, Tomey, and Jameson. Erickson, fractured skull from overhead strike from cryptid. Catastrophic damage to the neck and throat area due to the force of the impact. Severing of the spinal cord implies death was instantaneous. Jacobs, multiple stab wounds from the claws of the cryptid. Secondary infection was not able to infect the body. Body was still cremated as per protocol, as was Tomey. Tomey, throat slashed by the claws of the cryptid. Note, this is the same Tomey who witnessed the encounter of the police officer who encountered Skinwalker, Michigan, Subterritory Number 4. Said police officer also reported on the mush corpse in the vehicle. The two deceased military personnel names Hill and Jenkins were not recovered, likely taken as food by Wendigo Number 0183. Judging by the enforced counseling sessions for the survivor, it seems unlikely he willingly caused the incident. Reading over the case file, I tried to figure out the implications of the things that caught my attention. Had these people really figured out who the Wendigo was, or was it just guesswork? Had there been enough encounters for the filing system to be displayed in the way you saw it? I was aware Tommy was given the choice of enlistment or prison. It makes me wonder if the incident they referred to was the same case that caused him to make that decision. Why are skinwalkers designated by territories? Could it be that, given their ability to shapeshift, makes it impossible to identify who they originally were? The mush corpse is not a reference I'm familiar with. While I could imagine why it was called that way, the term mush seems overkill. But given the wealth of resources I have access to, I chose to see what these morticians and their network have concluded regarding Wendigo. Wendigo, humanoid cryptid. While we have been unable to locate the first known Wendigo, we have concluded that the original story of these beings is more fact than fiction. Wendigo are humans who, after prolonged starvation, consume human flesh, and in the process are cursed by something which causes their transformation. The transformation is an approximate growth of limbs by 22%, and the fingernails elongate, sharpen, and harden to assist in catching more humans to consume. Why the Wendigo feels the need to consume human flesh is not readily apparent. It is speculated that it is the only meat that satiates their never-ending hunger. After consuming human flesh of a sufficient quality, older Wendigo requiring more, they return to a place of significance for them and hibernate for years. Fire seems to be the bane of these creatures, as it makes holding off the younger ones a more viable tactic. However, Wendigo who are over 2 centuries old seem to ignore the heat of the flames and ignore it as a stalling tactic. Weaponizing it against the Wendigo is the far superior option. However, most people, when facing cryptids, seem to leave their rational minds behind as they see something truly abhorrent to them and seldom take the time to mull through the problem. Given that Wendigo gain in strength and speed, it is understood why humans rarely have the time to plan. Cases involving firearms were conflicting until it was deduced that younger Wendigo were vulnerable to small arms fire, until their bodies matured to resist calibers smaller than a .22. Very few encounters have involved active military personnel, so judging that firepower is difficult unless more encounters were had. Knives are an effective, if foolish, idea for Wendigos who are less than a century old. Their behavior indicates that they shun civilization, reasons why are speculative. The information was illuminating. Hopefully this will be of benefit to you all. If there are any other cryptids that you wish to know about, or unusual deaths, please let me know, and I will try to locate the approximate case file.